Bruce Wheeler is a fellow Democrat, and he was elected to the state House seat that Gabrielle Giffords once held in the Arizona state legislature. He joins us now from Tucson, where, as I understand it, you're getting ready to go to Phoenix, the state capital, to be sworn in.
Yes, the swearing in has to continue. The constitution of the state requires that the legislature convene at 12 noon on the third Monday, so we're proceeding with those plans, Robin. However, I've asked for a recess for the remainder of the week in honor and respect for the victims of the tragedy of this last Saturday.
Boy, that's going to be incredibly emotional. I can't imagine that.
Yes, it's certainly not an occasion to celebrate. We're in deep pain. Congresswoman Giffords was very much loved and respected in our community. She was tenacious. She was a very nonpartisan person. She had respect from Republicans, independents, and Democrats as well. So literally, we're trying to come to terms with the horror and the pain. It's not just the congresswoman, as you well know, and the nation knows. The young girl, Christina Taylor Green, 9-year-old girl that was elected to her student body president, third grade class. And then the others, it's just a tragedy.
Well, and you know, this is a side of Arizona that we haven't seen recently. I was watching coverage, and there would be friends of the congresswoman's coming out of the hospital to talk to people, and they'd say, oh, by the way, I'm a Republican. And we heard, in fact, that she had been a Republican at one point. And Republicans and Democrats were weeping about this woman that they loved. The image that we've had out of Arizona is of just vicious fighting over things like immigration law. Tell us a little more about the Arizona that she seemed to represent.
She represents the Arizona that truly is not being represented nationally. Yes, we have an extremist group in Tucson in Arizona that is engaged in rhetoric, unfortunate rhetoric. She believed very much in working together, working in a civil manner, bringing us together. She was a voice of unity. And I think we can overcome the image that we have in this state. It's certainly true that we've had some serious problems with immigration and school curriculums here in Tucson. And I think the challenge of the moment, Robin, is I think for the nation to come together and to learn from this tragic experience. If we don't, then it will all have been in vain.
You mentioned school curriculums. People might have missed. There were front page stories about how Arizona has decided to ban a program for Latino literature in a high school while continuing programs for Asian literature or African-American literature. And that was what people were talking about the day before this happened. But, you know, also more of what we're hearing about Congresswoman Giffords, that in her district she had a very conservative military base as well as more liberal suburban neighborhoods, that she herself, I'm told, is one of the biggest supporters of solar energy, for instance, but also was for gun owner rights.
Arizona is a very unique state, Robin. We passed the medical marijuana bill. We passed the unfortunate anti-immigrant law known as 1070. Those are very divergent, represent very divergent political views. We are a unique state. And I think Gabby represented that very uniqueness.
Yeah.
She was a Republican up until 10 years ago, and you know, but she had the courage and the stamina to vote for the healthcare legislation, for other things that got her into trouble with some of the more extremist voices in this community. But she was very balanced. That supported the Second Amendment. She opposed the helmet law for motorcycle riders in Arizona. She was an avid motorcycle rider herself, a gun owner.
Well, you know, interestingly, when her office was attacked after the health care vote, she said words to the effect of, I have a Glock and I know how to use it. Chilling now, but I think it just reflects that this was not some East Coast, you know, the caricature of an East Coast or West Coast liberal. She was very complicated and very much loved on both sides of the aisle in Arizona. What are people saying there? What are you know, people you're bumping into in the streets? Are people calling you? What are people saying?
Yes, we've been very busy. Obviously, I've been at the hospital twice in the last couple of days, and people do stop me and ask me how I'm doing, which is incredible because it's really about the people that are still in the hospital trying to overcome their wounds. But, yeah, people are shocked. The community, Tucson is a rather tightly knit community, even though we're a metropolitan area of 1 million people. But we still have that sense of a small town, a small city where a lot of people know each other individually. And Gabby was one of those who, mingled. I mean, she paid the price for being in touch with her constituency. She made a practice of these weekly congressional meetings with her constituency. So she was very available. She believed very strongly in community accessibility. And I don't think that that should intimidate any of us from continuing to do the work that she was doing of listening to her constituents and acting on their behalf. We have to, in honor of her and the other victims, continue that work.
Well, I'm wondering, and I know, as we said, you're on your way to be sworn in, but is there any plan on the part of politicians in Arizona to make some sort of statement in response to this? You know, all of you get together and hold a meet your congressman on a corner. You know, is there any thought of some symbolic way of responding to this?
Yes, we're going to make a practice of trying to quiet the rhetoric, talk about our differences in a civil manner. Arizona, at this moment, we have a responsibility and an opportunity to show the nation and the world that we can be civil and respectful of our differences of opinion and work together.
That's Bruce Wheeler, state representative from Arizona. Well, he's about to be. He's going to be sworn in today. He holds the seat once held by Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Representative Wheeler, thank you.
Thank you, Robin Young. Appreciate it.
And by the way, later today, the debate over rhetoric, it was launched by Pima County Sheriff Clarence Dubnyk right after Saturday's shootings. Here he is today on Good Morning America.
Even though we have free speech in this country, constantly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, making the people angry at government, public officials, elected officials, and so forth, may benefit some party, but I think those people have to consider that they may have some responsibility when incidents like this occur and may occur in the future.
But talk show hosts are calling for the sheriff to be fired while others are applauding him. We'll take a look at rhetoric with a psychiatrist later today. Up next, the mood in Washington, here and now.